Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things could get testy in the U.S. Senate starting today as the impeachment trial of President Trump enters a new phase. Senators will begin questioning the House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators will submit written questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, who will then read the questions aloud. President Trump was cheering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for cursing out a reporter for National Public Radio.
That's impressive.
That was very impressive, Mike. That reporter couldn't have done too good a job on you yesterday. Huh? I think you did a good job on her, actually.
The number rises again, the Pentagon now saying at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries in that Iranian missile strike earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Israel's applauding it, but most experts say it's unlikely the Palestinians will ever embrace the Middle East peace plan that President Trump unveiled yesterday. It does give Palestinians economic rewards of $50 billion, but it also gives Israel sovereignty over much of the Jordan Valley. Longtime Middle East negotiator Dennis Ross says the Palestinians weren't even consulted on the plan.
Well, obviously, a peace plan that has the acceptance of one party but not the other ultimately is not going to produce peace.
Retired Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher is attacking his former teammates who accused him of war crimes. Gallagher posting a video to his social media accounts calling his former platoon members cowards for testifying against him. He also posted the names, current status, and units of those who did testify at his trial. Gallagher was acquitted of fatally stabbing a wounded ISIS fighter in the neck, but he was convicted of posing for a photo with an ISIS member's corpse. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Mortgage applications surging last week as interest rates fell to their lowest level in 2 months. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying overall applications were up by 7%, with applications for loans to buy homes rising 5%, applications to refinance existing mortgages jumping 8%. The national average interest rate for a 30-year rate fixed mortgage falling 6 basis points to 3.81%. Rates haven't been that low since last November. International sports organizations are paying close attention to the spread of the coronavirus in China after the outbreak forced the cancellation or postponement of several major events. World Athletics officials say they're in close contact with the World Health Organization about the World Indoor Athletic Championships. The track and field competition scheduled for March, which is in a city about 300 miles from Wuhan where the outbreak began. And a man is in jail for smoking marijuana in a Tennessee courtroom. Spencer Boston was arrested Monday when he appeared in a Wilson County courtroom on a charge of simple possession. But he began making a joint, and then he smoked it while making a pitch to legalize marijuana. He's now facing additional charges. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, Al Gore said that, 2020, I'm not even sure we're supposed to be around. Are we supposed to be underwater or something? I mean, that was his projection. I mean, he even won awards and, everything else. And, he's probably done single-handedly more damage on the whole issue of the environment and the discussion of climate change. Because the one thing that we've begged for from day one is, hey, just give us the facts. You know, what is the reality of all this, you know? But, their idea is, hey, let's find some young 16-year-old girl, a 16-year-old. I mean, like, she knows, she's an expert. And a lot of passion. And, she comes here to this country berating the citizens of this country and, screaming and passionately upset over what the trajectory of climate change and, the slow reaction, in her estimation, of Americans, toward the climate. But we look at it overall as environmental and an environmental concern and stewardship responsibility. And somehow that doesn't fit. But when you look at, the positive things that we've done in this country, as opposed, look at, if you're all upset and you want to go yell and scream, why don't you go to China? See how long that'll last. They're on their own trajectory. But meanwhile, we have learned through the process that there's some responsible things to do. And, and I appreciate that, people want to, continue on with this. I think it's important. Because, we're at that point where we just really don't know. We don't know. But the challenge is that if we get ourselves into, as Mark Twain had to say, that we start convincing ourselves, as if we know, what's the dangerous things is convincing ourselves the things that we don't know as if, that are wrong, that they're not right. Tom Borelli is with us, Dr. Tom. It's been a long time since it's been too long, Tom. We just need to be in touch more often. And Dr. Borelli is a climate change energy expert, as you may know. He's a contributor with Conservative Review, America's Voice, also a contributor now with America's Voice News. Tom, always welcome. Good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be back with you, Bill. Hey, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you and Deneen. We've got to have Deneen on, too, and hopefully we can get her scheduled in the next couple of weeks because I want to get her her perspective. I know she's been doing a lot of great work with Trump for Women, and, boy, that's what we're starting to see is more women, and I want to hear the reports on how we've got more women involved in the government because this is needed. And it's not just because that's the thing to do. It's all part of the assets that are available to us from the conservative, bench, and we need to get them in the playing field.
No, absolutely. In fact, these days, the Republican Party is really far more diverse, especially when you think about the ideology diversity rather than the Democrats, who are just always so rigid. Mm-hmm. You break one of the rules, you get thrown under the bus.
Right. Well, and it's ironic. Island. It's ironic now, Tom, because here it is, you know, claiming diversity and hating people who have money. And look who's left standing. It's the people who have money, and it's white people. And, you know, people of color were complaining that the last debate, it was like, well, you know, where's the people of color on the stage? Well, this is the free enterprise system. This is America. If you've got the goods, regardless of color of skin, I mean, you would, I understand that some would like to say, well, it's because I'm black, that's why I'm not there. No, it's because your ideas don't make it, you know, and because America has never been more in a position of considering what works, especially after, Obama's reign. You know, we had 8 languishing years, and yes, you know, economy and all that good stuff, but, you know, at the end of the day, what did he do with those 8 years? He got us deeper in debt. You know, all of a sudden I'm hearing Tennessee Ernie Ford song, and we got, deeper in debt and more beholden to the government. You know, come Donald Trump, all of a sudden the boot of, nation regulation is off the throat of productive Americans, and look what we're doing.
Bill, very well said. I mean, the American economy and the American system and the American entrepreneurs are unbeaten worldwide. But under former President Obama, he literally had the boot of regulation against the throat of our economy. Mm-hmm. And President Trump just took the boot off. Huge tax cuts for corporations and the American people, as well as those huge cuts in regulations. And then look, at the end of the day, Bill, it's really not all that complicated. You do those two things, get the government out of the way, and you can see what's going on. And President Trump just got back from Davos, and we're all the other countries are looking at us as the model of economic growth. And in fact, they're quite jealous, I believe.
Well, without a doubt. And some are saying, President Trump, if they get rid of you, maybe you can come over here and lead our country.
Because at the end of the day, as we approach Super Bowl Sunday, the end of the day, it's points on the board that
exactly.
matter.
You gotta win, and this is the thing. I mean, that's so ironic is in the face of winning. This is amazing. And you speak of Super Bowl, in the end zone. Here you score another touchdown, and the Democrats are throwing their hat on the ground and they're complaining and doggone it, they're not even looking at the score and they're winning and they're upset, and it's just like, wait a minute, you guys. You maybe need to reconsider your viewpoint here, because your thinking is so corrupt that, it's like, wait a minute, we almost need to tell you, give you a time out for the sake of the rest of the voter politic. Because what I've been concerned about this, Tom, is that what they're releasing into the bloodstream of the body politic is very dangerous. All this rhetoric and meanness that they're throwing out. And for what? Because they just don't like this president. And, and as Jay Sekulow, 2 things that he said, and I was sharing with, with Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots early, 2 things he said. He says, put yourself in President Trump's shoes. I mean, just for a minute. I mean, this guy, he's been investigated even before he went to the Oval Office. This has been nonstop. People in government have violated their trust. Not only to the president, but to the American people, the shenanigans that they've pulled, the stuff that they did with Kavanaugh and what we're seeing with Donald Trump in this latest impeachment, episode and madness it's like the impeachment. It's like the Kavanaugh hearings all over again. I mean, it's like, okay, John Bolton is the Julie Swetnick answer to the latest episode. Is that what's going on?
And keep in mind, President Trump has these amazing accomplishments, essentially with one hand tied behind his back with these endless investigations.
Exactly.
Most recently, to your point, with the impeachment. And I'm most concerned about the long-term consequences of what the Democrats are really doing to our republic. They've lowered the bar for impeachment to be as low as obstruction of Congress, when there really was no obstruction, because the House never really even tried to subpoena people effectively. They didn't want to go to court. and abuse of power. Hey, Bill, how about abuse of power? Let's look at former President Obama when he loaded at one point, in one instance, $400 million in cash and sent it to Iran.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
how did that threaten our national security?
Exactly, and not to mention what he said, cut off on mic, to Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin, who, Mitt Romney said that Russia was our big threat, Barack Obama's response was, well, the 80s called and they want their foreign policy back, right?
Right, correct.
More from Tom Borelli after this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamante shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the option, why not? Hey, look, we're fresh and independent 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you along with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Tom Borelli continues with us. Tom, I want to drill deep and really, give you an opportunity to give us a state of the union on, this whole debate over climate change, the impact, man's responsibility for this, because here we are, we've got fires in Australia that, immediately the environmentalists came out, and the climate change activists, climate change is all because of climate change, and then they find out that these fires were started by, over 100 people. And, and you got Gavin Newsom, charging the president and, for the problems that California has been having because of his ignorance of climate change. But yet, this is something that California has is cyclically gone through. I mean, I was born and raised in the state and saw what happened, what happens all the time is just it's poor management. And they, for some reason, this seems to be the order of the day with a particular political group and mindset where they just don't want the responsibility and they cannot accept any blame, for their poor management decisions.
That's well said, Bill, because this is what happens. It's predetermined in a certain way. No matter what happens, they're going to blame almost everything on climate change. So if it's forest mismanagement, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Or in Australia, I understand there were some people who actually were setting fires in the middle of a drought. No good's going to come from that.
Right.
But what the left is very good at and their supporters in the media is magnifying everything that they want. It's like a huge advertising agency, the way the media works. So they just leverage whatever crisis is of the day. The media advertises that, magnifies that, and it tries to impact public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hasn't worked. I mean, certainly there are a number of Democrats who are very concerned about, climate change. But what few people really focus on is the consequences of the climate change regulations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to really look at, whether it's the Green New Deal and even short of that, what some of these Democrat candidates for president are saying, Biden, Bloomberg, who are considered quote-unquote moderates, remember the moderates?
Right,
they want
right.
to ban fracking.
Right.
Which is totally insane, especially given the international pressures we have, with oil. We got involved way too much in the Middle East because we needed Middle East oil.
Exactly.
Because of President mm-hmm. Trump, because of fracking, because of that revolution, we are now the leading developer of oil and natural gas producer, and also we are now exporting those precious fossil fuels to countries like Poland, who mm-hmm. no longer then need to get it from Russia.
Exactly, exactly. And Tom, why is it that we'd want to give up our leadership position based on evidence that is really questionable at best? That's my whole point. I believe the heart of most Americans is, look, we want to be responsible citizens and stewards of our climate and our environment. And in many ways, I mean, you look at the last, three, four decades, Tom, we've come a long way. I mean, as a people, I mean, we're, when you look at it, we're leading the way environmentally. But yet you want to throw all that out and create a problem that, let's get a true assessment of this problem as opposed to, it's just so dire. So let's bring in a 16-year-old yelling and screaming and berating people. And, and let's give up our whole foundational principles of our economy and let's go to the new Green Deal.
Because at the end of the day, Bill, it's not about the science. It's about control.
Yes.
If the American people have money in their pockets and are able to go out and buy, in their view, a foolish SUV, they will. But if you make energy so expensive, they won't be able to buy the vehicle of their choice, which happens to be safer to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really all about control. And they don't like to really, we just saw recently with CNN, right? As well as, former President Obama and Hillary Clinton, they don't like the American people. They really don't like the American people, especially the people that live between the coasts. So if you give those people too much money, they're going to enjoy freedom, and then the Democrats can't control them.
Well, and you would think that the American people, I think they're starting to get it, because the Democrats keep getting caught in one lie after another. I mean, you know, you mentioned earlier the tax breaks that this administration gave to we the people and to business, and the statement that was made to businesses, even former patriots who said, okay, look, I'll take the deal outside of the country and, move my business to Sweden and take advantage of tax breaks, or go to other places that I've been encouraged to do, because, the tax rate was getting to be so high that we were chasing business out of our, out of our periphery, out of our country. And Donald Trump comes in and says, no, we're open for business. Welcome home. And look at how much money that he has brought back to this country, how many businesses, manufacturing is starting to thrive again. And because this is what has kind of happened in part, Tom, is people woke up and go, hey, what happened to all the manufacturing jobs? You know, America just is not producing like we do, like we did before, you know, and we're paying a big price for it. But we're starting to recapture that. And as we're doing that and thriving again, and we have a bright future ahead of us, I mean, stock market is, you know, it's off the rails. I mean, it's like every other week we're setting new records. I guess success is a bitter pill for the Democrats and the mainstream media to swallow.
Yeah, it is. And the problem for them is their policies have been so bad and so wrong that the only thing they can do now is try to attack without really coming up with any kind of policy ideas. That's where the whole impeachment was launched, is the fact they know they can't beat President Trump in November, so they have to figure a way to at least try to damage him or, near Hail Mary pass, remove him, but
exactly.
Not going to happen. The American people are pragmatic. They see what's going on, and every day it's almost like between the anti-Trump media and the Democrats, President Trump's campaign has a new advertisement exposing their dramatic and shocking hypocrisy, whether it be on impeachment for former President Bill Clinton to what they're trying to do now to Trump. Mm-hmm. It is just amazing the hypocrisy that the left and anti-Trump media has done. I think I'm sure you know it and talked about it. You know, the CNN panel with Don Lemon, where they really the American people. Well, the President Trump, they turned that right into a campaign.
Exactly. Exactly.
They don't like you, American people. Mm-hmm. Stick with me, is the message.
Well, it's the Deplorables 2.0 message started by Hillary Clinton, right? But
right.
The fact that
Bloomberg is the worst among them all.
Right. Exactly.
When he was mayor of New York City, he tried to ban large sugar sweetened sodas and drinks.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he knows what's better for you. And at an international conference, he mentioned that it's a good idea to tax people, especially lower income, because they'll have less money to spend on things that he thinks are foolish. And oh, by the way, if you have a gun in your house, you're stupid.
Yes, exactly. Well, look at all the money that he's invested. And, of course, you could give him a lot of the credit for what happened in the midterms in the last cycle because of his aggressiveness and how much money he spent. Well, you know, how do you like those votes now, ladies and gentlemen? Because you gave Nancy Pelosi the gavel, and she's given us the impeachment, and it's nonstop, because even Maxine Waters says, hey, look, at even if this one doesn't work, we've got another one right behind this. I mean, this is like this is like hurricanes off the Atlantic. You know, they're just all lined up, ready to come in and targeted to the White House.
No, absolutely. But the American people are smarter and wiser. Social media has been tremendous for the ability for people, everyday citizens, to observe and comment and then connect. And that's something that is relatively new, and it's something that the Democrats really haven't figured out, because it is just people, and people are exposing their rampant hypocrisy.
Well, and maybe the mainstream media can, reconnoiter before it's too late, and direct their assets in a way that is more in the interest of the American people at large. We can only hope so. Dr. Tom Borelli, climate change energy expert and contributor at America's Voice News. Tom, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Great to be with you.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Things could get testy in the U.S. Senate starting today as the impeachment trial of President Trump enters a new phase. Senators will begin questioning the House impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. Senators will submit written questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, who will then read the questions aloud. President Trump was cheering Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday for cursing out a reporter for National Public Radio.
That's impressive.
That was very impressive, man. That reporter couldn't have done too good a job on you yesterday, huh?
I think you did a good job on her, actually.
The number rises again, the Pentagon now saying at least 50 military personnel suffered traumatic brain injuries in that Iranian missile strike earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bill Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
You can get into some interesting tongue twisters, by the way, speaking French in Russian. Just to tell you, it's a bit of a warning, you know, and this is how much I care for you, that I would warn you accordingly. Some would not. They just want to have fun watching you do that. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Eric Mitchell is going to be joining us, USMC retired, Semper Fi, CEO of LifeFlip Media, GOP military and political analyst, and one of America's leading advocates for veteran entrepreneurs. Let's bring him on right now. Eric, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. So what you anticipated to be political theater has turned into a little bit of kabuki and three-ring circus, all brought to you by the House managers and the Democratic Party, supported in their cast of characters by the mainstream media, no doubt.
Oh, yes. Just when you thought that, as I called it, the clown show couldn't become any more of a clown show, they just seem to find more clown cars and continue their act, what seems to be daily. It's just amazing. Yesterday, just kind of, I don't even have words to describe what yesterday was. They're just amazing.
Right. Well, the president's team laid out their case, I thought quite effectively. I appreciated it. I'd said this earlier.
what Jay Sekulow had to say in terms of, you know, put yourself in the president's shoes. You know, what Donald Trump has had to endure, even before he went into the Oval Office with all this stuff. I mean, you know, Eric, when things aren't according to Hoyle in an organization, you may not have specifically identified the problem, but you know you got something there. There's a virus, there's something happening that just doesn't sit well. And this is what this, in the midst of having, you know, the responsibility of being the president of the United States. I mean, I've maintained this is, it's kind of crazy because when you think about it, I mean, this is probably the number one OJT job you could ever have. Because it's not like you go to college or you go somewhere and say, okay, I'm going to be educated in how to be president of the United States. I mean, even if you are a senator or if you had some policy background or, in this case, a business background, they throw you in the deep end of the pool and the learning curve moves rather quickly. But even at that, I mean, to demonstrate just how smart the president is, regardless of what, you know, CNN would like to declare and saying the president even doesn't even know where Ukraine is on the map. But he realized after the first, I think the first couple days, I will not forget the look on his face when he walked out to the out of the office and he was, you know, walking alongside the Rose Garden and the reporters were on the side. And, Mr. President, how's it going? You know, how you doing? And he goes, and the look on his face was quite awesome, Eric. He goes, this is bad. It's a mess. It's worse. I mean, you know, the sentiment that you got was that it was worse than he even thought how bad this is. And people who have been in business understand because, you know, we go in and you know, try to save, you know, companies or you go into a position of leadership in some organizations. And when they're really, you know, there's problems in River City, it can be quite shocking. But I can only imagine what the president was looking at, you know, when he looks at, you know, this is the presidency. This is the United States of America. And wow, what have I gotten myself into?
Absolutely. You took the words out of my mouth. You know, already being the president is a very difficult job, right? It's not what the forefathers started with when there was just a few thousand people, maybe a couple hundred, right? Mm-hmm. And now you look at our numbers.
Yes.
And, you know, it's already a difficult job. And then you have what seems to be, since November 9, 2016, just an extreme hatred for our president. At levels I've never seen before in all the years of my life, I've never seen it before. We didn't. I mean, I get people didn't like President Obama, but it was never this hatred.
Right.
Just look at their facial reaction. I mean, just look at the way that they talk about him. Like he's vile, like he's done something wrong. And I'm going, well, the economy's awesome. Our military's terrific. People actually remember that the U.S. is the top dog. Mm-hmm. We're doing good. And it's just like every little thing they just find and pinpoint on the president. I mean, if you would have told me I would start the year 2020 and that we would be, wait a minute, actually going and saying the president was wrong for killing a terrorist who killed Americans.
Right, exactly.
I would have told you, you're crazy. You're crazy.
Right.
Never. But their hatred could then cause them to actually go and pass a House. The House loved passing things, by the way, you know,
right.
when it needs to be passed. Now, have they bothered to take care of the 22 veterans who die every day? No, that's not important to them. Their hatred for the president is. So they passed this war crimes or war, you know, war declaration that, you know, the president can't go and start wars. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. He already can't go start a war.
Right.
He can't send in the Marine Corps. And he
yes,
can't
exactly.
Strikes on terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's just another grandstand. It just shows the hatred. So you go to this impeachment and you're just like, oh my goodness. And what I will say is this, and as tragic as the events of Sunday still are heavy in a lot of our hearts, especially I'm a diehard sports fan,
right.
I'm a dad girl, you know, a girl dad, mm-hmm. As everyone started kind of talking about, you know, it was good to see America come behind something for the most part.
Right.
I asked people and I said, well, why do you think this is? Why are we so emotional about Kobe? And mm-hmm. even people who aren't athletes. And they're
yes.
like, 'cause the impeachment has literally beat us down. And it was almost like I don't want to say we needed this because it's horrible. It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
9 people lost their lives. We've also had, I guess, an aircraft crash in Afghanistan. And
yes.
we had a soldier killed in Syria over the weekend. I don't want to forget those. But if you think about that, like, if you go look at the tone, people are different. And I just keep looking. I'm like, look what the Democrats have done. Look what they've done. They beat us all senseless to the point where everybody knows this impeachment is pointless. And they're on such a witch hunt, they're just looking for anybody to just say something bad about the president. And it's, to me, it's unbelievable. As a country as great as we are, that this is allowed behavior. And the media's feeding into it, too. They're just having a heyday with it.
Exactly. Well, I hadn't thought about that, Eric, and I think you bring up a good point, and that is that we needed a little release, a valve, you know, release, and the tragedy of Sunday, I think, offered that, and you're exactly right. I mean, you know, I maintain, I'm here in Southern California. I was born and raised in Southern California, so I experienced, you know, the Kobe excitement, and here it is, the shock of it, you know. You heard all over, and, you know, I had gone to a restaurant that afternoon, and every table was talking about Kobe Bryant and what had happened. And, you know, no doubt, you know, Kobe, you know, touched the lives of many people, like you say, athletes, non-athletes alike, anybody who picked up a basketball, thought about picking up a basketball. And, you know, he really he was such a transformational figure. And really represented in so many ways. I think, you know, here we are, we come off the, you know, the celebration of Martin Luther King about being judged by the content of your character, not the color of your skin. And that's not to say in any way, because we know that Kobe wasn't perfect. I mean, there's nobody, I mean, we're all human beings. We make mistakes. But, you know, as you know, Eric, it's one thing to make a mistake, but the true measure of one's character is what do you do when faced with a mistake that you made? Do you own it? And Kobe owned it. He put his family and his marriage back together. And by all respects, and people that knew him very closely, you know, his devotion to his girls and his family, I mean, quite touching. And when you listen to the words of Kobe and how he spoke, I mean, this is a mature individual with some special insight, and I believe that his legacy will continue, and people will quote him, you know, for years to come because of the things that he shared with us from his heart. I think they were quite powerful and dynamic.
Absolutely.
Well,
truly a great. I didn't mean to take it into such a somber way, but to me, it's just something that I've noticed. I mean, I also, I live up in Portland, Oregon. I attended the Portland Trailblazer game Sunday night. So, of course, we had to deal with, and we work with some of the players on the team. We ended up going to dinner with a player on the team.
Right.
And it's amazing to see these guys.
Well, I think we have to talk about it. It's still that release that we got to go through. More from Eric after this.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
And you know, it doesn't stop them from trying, and they just keep on going. But this is why we, the people, need to hold them accountable. Say enough of this insanity. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Eric Mitchell continues with us. USMC retired. I don't know why I'm having a problem being a former Marine. I don't know why I'm stepping on that. But he's the CEO of LifeLip Media, GOP military and political analyst. Eric, to kind of sum up, you know, what is going on, you know, with, you know, Kobe Bryant. I mean, you feel, you know, and this seems so trite. So many of us are praying for Vanessa and, you know, the children and, you know, the other families involved. I mean, 9 people. And in one case, you had the mother and father and a sister gone, and now 2 siblings remaining. I mean, the devastation that they've gone through, God only knows. But the other thing, I think that the reaction to this, Eric, and see if you agree on this, is that, you know, to varying degrees, we all are grieving, and in there are steps to grief that we have to process, and I think this is why people are still talking about this experience, even though, you know, Kobe wasn't a, you know, someone said, well, he wasn't like a family member. It wasn't like I knew him or I spoke with him, but he was in our living rooms, and, you know, some of us grew up with, you know, with him and watching his success and relating to it, cheering for him, that in many senses, as one person said, he was like a member of the family. And so the grief, you know, is being felt by people, you know, across this country, around the world, dare I say, because his influence is extended beyond the United States of America.
You know, that's the one thing about Kobe. You know, it's funny. I'm not a Laker fan by any means. You know,
well, you're in Portland. Portland, you can't be a Laker fan any more than the Palestinians can love the Israelis. I understand that.
Absolutely, right? You know the rules. But I still love the game of basketball. I have a 12-year-old to play. But I think the one thing about Kobe that is amazing, and I know that, you know, Kobe has his background, and obviously he changed to me. I believe in that. I believe people, you know, we all make mistakes out there. The difference is he's put up in the public eye, where the rest of us, we mess up, and, like, we mess up in front of, like, you know, 3 people. We don't mess up at his level. But, you know, the man that he became, the father, and I think a lot of us relate to that, especially if you're a dad, especially if you have daughters. I have 2 of them. Right. So it wasn't just Kobe passing, it was hearing that his daughter was on board. Exactly. Like, that still tears me up. And you see it, and one of the things I love, and I've talked to several of my friends, and I heard Shaq talk about it last night on that great special that was on Kobe, was, you know, he changed a lot of people, and this has brought to attention that, you know, and I get it, because I was a single dad before I remarried. Mm-hmm. Dads are always kind of given this bad look, right? You never hear about good dads.
Right.
You always hear about the bad dads. And, you know, if you do see a good dad, you see, like, LeBron. And LeBron and his relationship with his son are Dwayne Wade. People talk about basketball guy, as I list all the players I see with their kids. But you just see them, and you see the love that they have for their children. It's good to see, I forget the reporter's name, the journalist for ESPN did this segment about she was 8 months pregnant, had never met Kobe, and he started, just got this lit up talking about being a father.
Yes.
And we all relate to that. Mm. And for me, just my moment was I watched the replay of his final game, his retirement game.
Yeah.
And the camera caught him looking at Vanessa, Gigi, who's unfortunately no longer with us, and his oldest daughter. And Vanessa blew him a kiss. And the way Kobe lit up is like, I know what that's like, because what do I live for? I live for my children. I love to hear I love you from my kids. Like, exactly. I don't know. I eat that up. Like, it's like, I love my wife, don't get me wrong, but like my kids, like my love for my kids, I always tell people I've earned two amazing titles in my life. And the one I never want to lose is not the title of Marine, it's the title of dad. I love being called dad. I love being a father. So for me, this week, as sad as it is, it's great to see so many of us having conversations that aren't this horrible conversation of this impeachment that we all know is a sham. Even the people, my friends on the left are like, oh gosh. There's no evidence, right?
Yeah, put a fork in it. It's done. Yeah.
And like this week, we all wanted to kind of get through the trial. There's a Super Bowl coming up. I'm a Niner fan. I'm excited for it. But it's really hard. And we still have to get through Friday, which I was just reading. They're expecting viewership north of what the Super Bowl's expecting. That's crazy when you think of how big this Laker-Blazer game is on national TV on Friday night in Los Angeles, the first game since Kobe's passing. And the impeachment's kind of, I see the TV ratings and they're not good. People are watching the impeachment.
Oh, they've been yawning and they're upset. I mean, the networks are getting bombarded because the people are going, hey, well, what happened to our soap operas? You know, this is a soap opera that we don't like. You know, turn it off. Let me do something else here. So, just like you said, it's a fait accompli, and people are realizing that, and thinking maybe. I mean, if you're an arch Democrat and you say, they've got to have it. And then they present their case, and you go, wow, that's not too good. And this comes from a house managers, and many are of the legal profession. They're attorneys, and they come marching over to the Senate and say, look, we got the goods. The evidence is insurmountable, they said. It is irrefutable. We've got him dead to rights. And they present their case, and it goes thud. And here it is. I mean, it was really, in many ways, easy pickings for the president's legal team. Easy pickings in the realm of the legal process. A little bit more of a challenge because of the, the narrative that has been put out there by the mainstream media, as you were saying earlier, and what these House managers, what Adam Schiff has, how he has really misrepresented. I know people are very quick to say that he lied about it. I'll let them determine in their own hearts how they want to evaluate it. But clearly, he misrepresented, and I won't even say the facts, because, once you distort the facts, they're no longer the facts.
It's true. This whole, Schiff is one of them. I mean, hey, I was just proud of, Nadler, that he could try to walk in steps like a big boy when they were walking from the house over there. You know, he kind of reminds me of that toddler that's just excited to walk and show us that he can do that.
That's
I don't know what they were
that's
doing.
Funny. That's funny you saw that. That's hysterical.
it's just, I watch these folks and just the things they say. I mean, if you were to go to a trial like this, it would be thrown out. There's no way a jury of your peers would go, so you don't have any evidence. You have a ton of hearsay.
Yeah. Huh. Well, actually, we brought it to you because we wanted you to find the evidence.
Yeah.
Right?
We did.
I mean, and oh, by the way,
And then they look for a lifeline. So all of a sudden now, yeah, the John Bolton book breaks on hearsay again, and they don't even have the hard copy, although somebody mentioned that they had it. Well, there's no hard copies printed right now. It's all electronic.
Yeah.
Just to kind of change the narrative, change the facts. Yeah. And here you got somebody that supposedly has read it and told a friend, and he told a friend, and now they're, saying, ooh, bombshell. And everybody's all excited and everything, and now get ready for another thud, because look at what John Bolton, I mean, just from a standpoint of reason, here is a career servant, for our government. He has served, three presidents at least? So all of a sudden now he's going to blow up his career and violate his position as a national security advisor. I mean, Eric, as I was saying to Jenny Beth Martin earlier, I said, if he does this, if it's really something that bad in this, then he might as well just, pack his tent, move to Idaho, and go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
He's done.
He is done. I mean, but you see the same thing. Bolton is going to suffer if he was to even testify. I think he needs to look ahead and look at our friend, the lieutenant colonel. Right,
yes.
The lieutenant colonel was their golden
vitamin.
Yes.
And
now you see everybody looking at him going, number one, I was enlisted. I'll speak for myself here, and I've said this several times on air. I never, as an enlisted man, called an officer by his rank.
Right,
it's called sir or ma'am.
Yes,
that's just the way it works in the enlisted world. So the fact that they drug that out, and then they were like, oh, it's Purple Heart.
Well, he was, come on. They were trying to do some sort of few good men moment. I've earned that rank, Jack Nicholson said. So, it's like, come on, give me a break. But outside of all that, even somebody who is an officer knows about the chain of command. And he has violated, as as a Marine, he has violated the core principles of the chain of command.
He broke, violated three codes of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which you and I both know we live by.
Exactly.
It's our laws that we have to abide by. And it's funny that the media is just like, oh, it's no big deal. It's like, wait a minute. That's not a big deal. We have our laws, and he broke them. Our chain of command is serious.
Right.
I mean, and I have friends in the Army, so I know they take it serious. It's not like, we don't care. No, you didn't just follow the chain of command. You just went around it completely and decided zero people above you mattered, and just went and did it. At the end of the day, the dude's a Ukrainian by birth.
Right.
So
right.
His loyalty is to the highest bidder, clearly. I mean, come on, he wears his Purple Heart like it's, I've never seen, I mean, I have friends with Purple Hearts, and they don't behave that way. They're not like, hey, look at me. This guy's wearing it like a badge of courage.
Well, it's almost like they went to, Central Casting and said, okay, who do we got here? I mean, it's like Blasey Ford and what they did with, in the Kavanaugh hearings. I mean, this has all been manufactured. And what's happened is Lieutenant Colonel Vindman has been used. He's been duped. And, how do you like the system now? Because you've abandoned your core principles of the chain of command. And as you say, the USM, the Code of Military Justice. I mean, you pay the price for it. That's the way it is. Eric Mitchell, CEO of LifeLit Media, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight. Have a great one. Semper Fi, my friend.
Have a good one.
All right, you got it.
Thank you. Semper Fi to you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters.